On the other end of our line is Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero. Mayor, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. We've been talking about a lot of different topics lately, including the casino. You've had some time to kind of work the room, if you will, on this issue. Do you find yourself gaining more support or losing support on this issue?
Well, actually, I found it pretty constant, the support for it. It's the kind of issue, Tony, that in most cases people are either for or against it, and I don't see folks getting, you know, bothered so much with the facts, one way or the other, frankly. So I'm not a professional pollster, and I haven't seen a poll, but it just seems like people are either very excited about it and support it, which what I hear is the majority. I mean, when I go to Meijer, you know, when I go to pump gas, people stop, and most of them are excited. They want to know when it's coming. They want to know how many jobs, you know, and they generally say, go for it, Mayor, you know, thank you. Or occasionally I run into somebody that says, you know, like last night, a lady, in fact, stood up at our budget meeting, and she said, Lansing's a great place. You know, we should count our blessings. You know, the mayor's doing a decent job. I disagree with him on the casino. But, so that's generally the tenor. I hear very little, but I hear the occasional, and usually the objection is grounded in moral grounds. Somebody just feels that, you know, they just don't like gambling. And of course, if we get into a discussion about it, I mean, the fact is gambling is here. It's here, it's all over, it's ubiquitous, and the question is, will Lansing get its share, or will Lansing sit back and allow its dollars to flow to other communities?
Mayor, from what I understand, the Church of Greater Lansing had a conversation with us about you. They don't support gambling and the casino, but they support you. What do you tell people like that?
Well, I mean, like the lady last night, you know, I love them. I love Lansing. We're not going to agree on everything. And when I go to the polls, look at the presidential election. I mean, I'm strongly supporting President Obama, and it's based on the choices. I mean, there's things I don't like. There's things I disagree with the president on. But you have to look at the whole gamut of issues. And on the whole gamut of issues, on all the things that I care about, President Obama is more, you know, more with the things I care about than the Republican alternative. So an election, of course, you know, you appreciate all the support you get. And the Church of Greater Lansing has been a phenomenal force for good in this community. We're partnering with them on a lot of important issues, feeding people and housing and a lot of issues where we agree. This is just one where we don't. I view this as economic development, Tony, plain and simple. Economic development, jobs, and, of course, the Lansing Promise, which, you know, we've been trying to get to ever since the Kalamazoo Promise came along. There isn't a community in the state that wouldn't love to be able to duplicate that, and I think, you know, this is a way we can do that. In a very real way, and get 4 years of college for every Lansing student. And that itself, Tony, is another piece of economic development. Not only is it a phenomenal opportunity for our students, it turns around and transforms the schools. So, you know, I can't imagine what I could do as mayor. I mean, even when I look at the proceeds, the use of these dollars, $5 to $6 million a year, and believe me, we considered all of the things that we could use that on, roads. You know, we could spend $5 to $6 million a year in new money on roads for 15 years and never waste a dime. So there's other things that money could go to. And yet, when we consider the Lansing Promise and the impact on this community, that will be transformational across the board. So that's like an independent reason, not to mention a thriving downtown and 1,500 good-paying permanent jobs, 700 good-paying construction jobs, temporary, and these will be good-paying jobs. So I just don't know how we can replicate the impact that this casino will have in terms of economic development with any other project.
Mayor, with the vote on the budget to be expected within a few weeks, the big story is still how the city plans to spend the voter-approved millage money. Now, without getting into the wording of the millage, and we did love your line about how cops usually don't walk to the scene of a crime. Can you explain why hasn't the public, as far as we know, the city council, had a chance to see the study on the police consolidation?
Let me start with your first premise, the big story. The big story, let me tell you the real big story of the budget. The big story is the issue of employee benefits, which are the Pac-Man of the budget, which eat up increasing costs, eat up most of the new millage money. That's number one. That's two-thirds of the millage money is eaten up just to do the same things. If we just try to provide the same level of police and fire protection this year as we did last year, that eats up two-thirds of the millage money. That's number one. That's what I said when we were pushing for the millage, that without the millage, there will be massive cuts to police and fire because it costs more just to do the same thing. And a lot of those costs are employee, police and fire, pensions, and health care. Okay, and that's the Pac-Man of the budget, and that must be dealt with. We're on an unsustainable course, and, you know, this is an example, another example of the council swallowing camels and straining at gnats, okay? Because what we're arguing about is $200,000 that I used as a placeholder for a new police department, which I had been told for 6 or 7 years, almost every year that I've been mayor, I've been lectured by this city council, including in their last resolution, the night before the vote, the night before the millage vote, they passed a resolution which again urged me to stop the leases on the North and South Precinct and look into a new police station that we would own, which is exactly what I have done. Now, I can't control when a consultant gets a study done, but I have to present a budget at a certain time, and so I built in this placeholder. You and I, Tony, any thinking person knows that a new police station, whether we build it new or refurbish a building, will cost far more than $200,000. We're talking about not hundreds of dollars, but millions of dollars. Is it a good use of money? Well, considering that we rent the North and South precincts and pay about $500,000 a year in rent, that is police money. That is police money that we are spending to lease two buildings. So, yes, it is prudent to set aside some money and look at owning a building rather than leasing it.
Now, okay, to be fair to you, Mayor, because you and I talked about this off the air because we were trying to get some background. You were, if you will, following the lead from City Council about this because they wanted to move into one entity into buildings that the city owned, and so.
Well, exactly. We owned them. You know, we were given the building by the state, the old Military Affairs Building at Washington. It's in the center of the city. It's centrally located. It's a strong building built like the Rock of Gibraltar. It will need some refurbishment. And the council has 100 different complaints as to why this won't work. They have 100 different objections. The bottom line, Tony, they want something for nothing. The bottom line is they want to dance to the tune of the FOP. Let me be clear. They want to dance to the tune of the police union. They want to once again dance to the tune of the union and be puppeteered and be good little soldiers and show the police union that they're doing their bidding. Okay, I don't worry about that kind of stuff. I thought we were all in agreement that we needed a new police department. But at the end of the day, you know, is it a hill to die on for me? If they're not willing to make it a priority in the budget, a budget is a statement of priorities. And so if they don't want to use the money on a police station, which I think is a fair, decent, and smart thing to do, I guess we won't do that. But what I will do, Tony, is hire police officers today that I have to lay off tomorrow. Because the reality is that police officers, buying police officers, they're trying to play a game of policeman's poker, what I call policeman's poker. We'll see the mayor's new police officers and we'll raise him 7 or 10. And the reality is those have to be paid for. They have to be paid for in the long run. You cannot fund new police officers with one-time money.
All right, so Mayor, if we already know this, why do the study?
Well, because, you know, a lot of times you think something, just like I thought that you do have to do your due diligence. I thought that the money from the casino would be enough to fund I had a debate with my wife. I didn't think it would be enough, to fund the Lansing Promise. My wife thought that it would, and we did a study, commissioned a study by the Upjohn Institute, and they concluded that $5 to $6 million was exactly what we needed to fund the Lansing Promise. So a lot of times your premise can be wrong, or you need something to confirm that you're on the right road. Obviously, we know in general it's cheaper to own than to rent, but it will cost you money up front. And so the study is to determine the feasibility. The study is also to determine, how much can we buy? How much of a building do we need? In other words, there's a big range. When you're refurbishing a building, you can spend $3 million for the Yugo, you know, $5 or $6 million for the Chevy, and maybe $10 million for the Buick. What do you need exactly, and what will that give you? It's a sliding scale kind of a thing that we're going to get. So you have to know what you're buying. But either way, my point, Tony, is that they want to say it's premature because we don't know. We have these answers. We have these questions. No, we do know. What we've known for years, what they have told me in writing, Tony, in writing, in black and white. This isn't just conversation. They have told me we want to end the leases and own our own police station. That's going to cost money. We know it's going to cost money. And all I've set aside is $200,000 out of the police millage. It's less than 10% for our new headquarters. And if they're unwilling to set aside that money, where do they think it's going to be paid for? Do they think the money's going to drop out of the sky? Do they think we're going to take it out of the general fund where there is no growth in revenues? That means I'm going to be cutting more parks, closing community centers in order to fund the police. You know, police and fire right now are 57% of the budget. The public needs to be aware. Police and fire, public safety, make up 57% of the budget. Now, how much of the budget am I expected to shift over to police and fire when they're already being cut? You know, police and fire are absolved from cuts. We haven't, because of the millage, praise God, we don't have to lay off one police officer. We're bringing back seven. We're bringing back a couple firefighters, a fire inspector, a new apparatus that's needed in the fire department. But by God, should we shift all spending and cut other departments even further so that we could build a new police station? No, I say police money should be used for police operations.
Do we know for sure that moving into the armory is the most cost-effective and smart move for the police department?
Well, I believe that. I believe that from what I've heard, from what I've seen preliminarily. We'll see what the final report says. But again, we're arguing about a very small part of the budget. And I would also point out, Tony, let's talk about the budget. The budget is balanced. We have a AA credit rating. I'm proud to say at a time when a lot of cities are in financial turmoil, in financial trouble, we in Lansing are not. This budget projects no use of reserves so that we don't get ourselves into trouble, so that we're not borrowing and mortgaging our future. There are a lot of things to consider, which I am doing as I look at police expenditures and as I look at all expenditures. We will continue on a very financially prudent path. And I started to talk about the police officers and how I wouldn't hire today who I had to lay off tomorrow, Tony. Let's remember that we have 11 officers that we brought back with a federal grant that is a 3-year grant. 11 officers who will expire. Their money will expire in another 2 fiscal years. They're in the first year, and in another 2 fiscal years, we have to come up with about $1.3 to $1.4 million just to keep those 11 officers that came in on a federal grant. So again, what I asked Carol Wood and Brian Jeffries and the other big spenders on the council to consider, what I asked them to consider is that we have to worry, I have to worry as the mayor, about not just today, not just this year's budget and next year's budget, but I never want to have to lay off another police officer again. And we have those 11 officers on a federal grant. They have to be continued. So maybe they can work with me on a police preservation fund, recognizing that who we hire today, we are responsible for tomorrow. And it makes no sense to hire officers on a binge with one-time money and then not be able to keep them on in a year or two.
We've got two more questions for Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero here on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Is the study done? And if it is, why can't City Council or why can't I look at it?
I think again, I'm not doing the study, Tony. If I had the study, I'd be happy to give it to you. I believe there's a draft that just is going to the council today and the public. I believe that the C2AE has a draft ready that is out today. And you're more than welcome to it if that's the case.
All right. And you know, it seems like, Mayor, this is a... when we talk about these monies for the police department, it's semantics. When I read, and we read this on the air, when we read the specific wording of the amendment for the vote, it specifically said for police, but it didn't break down the dollars. And there are members of City Council that said, well, the mayor said it was going to be for boots on the ground, and that's why we supported him, and that's why we voted. But if you look at the wording of the amendment itself, and if we listen to what you've told us, that's not necessarily so. It's for police boots on the ground and support and whatever else they need for infrastructure.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you recognizing the facts, Tony, and I challenge any one of those council members or anyone else to find anywhere any statement I made, because I've got my statements that I made at the council meeting. Obviously, what we've put out, even though I didn't control the committee, Keep Lansing Safe, but I did influence it, and anything they put out didn't say we're bringing back this many officers. Nothing I said, nobody can find anything that I said that said that. What I said over and over again is that without the millage, there would be massive cuts to police and fire. We wouldn't, and by the way, Brian Jeffries voted against even putting it on the ballot. The interesting thing is, President Jeffries, who's my most vociferous opponent on this, he voted to not even put it on the ballot. If Jeffries had had his way, we wouldn't be debating about how many officers we should bring back. We'd be debating about the 30 officers that would have to be cut. And so I'm delighted that we're able to bring back 7, maybe a couple more. But again, my goal is to have a responsible, prudent budget, and I'm not going to, it makes no sense to bring on officers today who cannot be sustained next year and the year after that. We have to look at the long term.
Mayor, we asked you some tough questions today. When we get to each and every Lansing City Council member on this program over the next few weeks, we'll ask them the same tough questions. We appreciate your time.
Sure thing. Thanks so much, Tony. Take care.